Pennsylvania's 20-year-old charter law has no shortage of critics from every side of the political aisle, though for years, Harrisburg politicians have not been able to forge compromise on bills to change it, even as charters have grown to educate more than 130,000 Pennsylvania kids. A report out today offers recommendations for how to overhaul the law in an attempt to keep the conversation going. Keystone Crossroads contributor Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
Donna Cooper runs Public Citizens for Children and Youth, an education advocacy nonprofit that often butts heads with the charter sector. In a new report, Cooper's group says the law should be changed to offer expedited expansion for charters that perform in the top 10% of their home districts.
But that's a very small group of charters. Most charters are just doing as well as their district, and they just need a predictable environment for renewal. And then those that are doing more poorly need to be shut down.
I support closing the low-performing charter schools.
Jordan Harris is a Democratic state rep from Philadelphia and a charter backer. He agrees with Cooper's basic outline: close bad charters and expand good ones more quickly. But these conversations often get hung up in the details. And there are other sticking points around how the state should reimburse charters for special education and capital costs. Harris thinks there's one thing that could bust through all the gridlock: money.
But I think a lot of the arguments and squabbles that you hear will go away.
The fundamental tension here is that when charters expand, traditional districts feel financial pain. If the state reimbursed districts for students lost to charters, as it once did, Harris thinks the path to consensus would be a lot easier. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt.